thank you for your love. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your grace. Thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for victories you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for doors you have opened for us. Thank you for new heights you are taking us into. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions in our situations. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for terminating the works of the enemy that were meant to put us to shame and disgrace. Thank you, Lord, for using our negative situations to glorify yourself. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the authority in your name that is bringing answers to our prayers. We thank you for the power in your word that is changing our lives. We thank you for helping us to know what to do with our time. Thank you for helping us to do what is right at the time this should be done. Oh God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the grace to please you, the grace to live righteously in your sight, the grace to have dominion over sin and the works of the flesh. We thank you, Lord, for the grace to be humble and the grace to be faithful. Oh Lord, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your commitment to helping us in this ministry. We thank you, Lord, because what many have termed impossible, you have made them possible in our lives. We have seen your mighty hand making impossible things possible in our lives. Lord, we are so grateful for this. We also thank you for what you are doing in our families. Thank you for what you are doing in our extended families. Thank you because none of our relatives and loved ones are in trouble. No one is hospitalized. No one is trying to breathe, trying to survive. No one is imprisoned. No one is in critical conditions. Lord, we thank you because you have kept every member of our families and relatives in perfect health and peace. Lord, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, that even as we would be praying right now, let your heavens be opened over this prayer session. We ask that everything we will say to your ears in this hour, Lord, let us receive instant interventions from your throne in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, that the manifestations of our miracles shall no longer be delayed in Jesus' name. Let the prayers we'll pray tonight, even right now, let these prayers we'll begin to pray here, extend the fulfillment of your promises and prophecies for our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I believe that right there where you are, the Lord Almighty shall visit you and your blessings shall locate you in the name of Jesus. So we are going to take some worship songs, and after that, we would go into prayer points. He is able abundantly able. to deliver and to save and to save. Our God is able, abundantly able to deliver, to deliver those who trust in Him. He's able, He's able, forever abundantly able to deliver, to deliver and to save, and to save. Our God is able, forever abundantly able to deliver those who trust in Him. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He made the deaf to hear. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. 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 He's Lord, He's Lord, Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, He's Lord. He's Lord over the heavens and earth. He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He's Lord, Jesus is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Emmanuel. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, King of glory, Emmanuel, your name is God, your name is God, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, your name is Lord, your name is Lord. Emmanuel, King of the universe, Emmanuel, Lord of hosts, Emmanuel, Ancient of Days, Emmanuel, Most High God, Emmanuel, Your name is God. Your name is God, Jesus, Emmanuel. Your name is Lord. Your name is Lord, Emmanuel. You are here, blessing every life. Worship you, Jesus, we worship you. You are here, you are here, touching every life, touching every life. Jesus, we worship you, Savior, we worship you. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, heart God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. You are the Lord. Yes, you are. You are the Lord. Yes, you are God. You are the Lord. Yes, you are. You are the Lord. You reign forever. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are the Lord, you are the Lord. Yes, you are God, you are the Lord, you are the Lord. Yes, you are, yes, you are the Lord. You reign forever, you are the Lord. We bless you, Lord, King of Kings. We bless you, Lord, Lord of Lords. We bless you, Lord. King of Kings, for you are the Lord, you reign forever, you are the Lord. Jesus, Lamb of God, what is your name? Worthy. Jesus, Lamb of God, Lamb. Oh God, what is your name? Holy is your name. Jesus, Lamb of God, holy is your name. You're the mighty man about me. You are the mighty man about to hell shall die. You are the mighty man about to Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man about to shall die. You are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battle. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in Batu, Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty man in Batu. Hell shall die. You are the mighty man in Batu. Glory to your name. We're going to sing this other song about our love for God. The song goes like this. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of our hearts, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. From the bottom of personalize it. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart. From the bottom of my heart. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, all I have is you in heaven and earth. All I have is you. All I have is you, Lord. All I have is you. In heaven and earth, all I have is you, Jesus, Jesus. praise you, Jesus. All I have is you. All I have is you. One more time, sing it. All I have is you in heaven and earth. All I have is you. All I have is you, Lord. All I have is you in heaven and earth. All I have is you, Jesus. Jesus, all I have is you. Jesus, all I have is you. Jesus, Jesus. All I have is you, Jesus. All I have is you. Hallelujah. I want us to begin to worship Him from the depths of your heart with your voice. Begin to worship the King of Israel. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the Almighty God. Worship the Ancient of Days. Worship the I Am that I Am. Worship the Rock of Ages. Worship the Rock of Israel. Worship the God of heaven and the earth. With your voice, begin to worship Him. Say, Father, I worship you. Say, Lord, I worship you. Mighty healer, mighty savior, mighty deliverer, King of kings, Lord of lords, miracle worker, way maker, ancient of days, we worship you, Father. We praise your name, for there is none like you, Lord. There is none like you in glory. There is none like you in strength. There is none like you in power. There is none like you in dominion. There is none like you in victories. There is none like you, Father, in wisdom. There is none like you in authority. O God of Israel, we exalt you. For you are higher than all. You are mightier than all. You are stronger than all. Your power destroys every other power. You are the Most High God. We bless you, Father. We bless your holy name. We worship your majesty. King of Israel, we worship you. 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 Mighty Hina, we bless your name. You are the one who have designed all things to look the way they are. You have determined the end of all things before they began. We worship you, King of glory. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. You rule over all. You rule over everything in the heavens. You rule over everything in the earth. You rule over everything under the earth. You are the Lord highly exalted. Thank you, Father. You are the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battles. We lift up your name. We lift up your name. Jesus, we lift up your name. Oh, Lord. Jesus, we lift up your name, King of glory. Jesus, we lift up your name, Ancient of Days. Jesus, we lift up your name. Begin to worship him, lift up his name. His name is above every other name. For he is the Almighty God. 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 Worship him, glorify him, adore him. Worship him, glorify him, adore him, praise him, celebrate him, magnify him. Oh Lord, we worship you. Oh God, we praise you. Oh Lord, we worship you. Oh God, we praise you. Ancient of Days, we worship you. I believe you are worshiping him with the whole of your heart. Praise him. It is not mechanical. It is real. When you worship, make it real. When you praise him, make it real. The Bible says that those who worship God will worship him and must worship him in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such kind of worship. Begin to worship him for real. Not because I'm telling you to do that. Worship the Almighty God. Worship the Almighty God from the depth of your heart. Worship your Maker, your Creator. Worship the Most High God. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Thank you, Father. She has said, Shenna Degla. Nashatia Soba Shenna. We worship you, Father. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship. In Jesus' mighty name, we have praised him. Amen. Yeah, I wanted to sing the song, if you know it. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, because of who you are, I will lift my voice to say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Yeah, sing the song again if you know it. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Now shake it in here. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, King of Israel. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship. Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are. Hallelujah. I want you to worship him once again. Yeah, not because of what you are looking for, not because you have one expectations that you want God to do for you, and not because of any other thing, but because of who he is. I want you to worship him. Say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Heaven and earth can pass away, but who he is remains forever. Irrespective of any situation on earth, in heaven, under the earth, they don't change who he is. He is who he is forever. He said, I am who I am. So he is who he is forever. Nothing can change him. I want you to worship him because of who he is, because of who he is in your life. because of who he is in heaven, because of who he is on earth, because of who he is under the earth, because of who he is in every situation, because of who he is in the light, and because of who he is in the midst of darkness. Begin to worship him. Say, Father, I worship you because of who you are. I worship you because of who you are. Say, Father, I worship you because of who you are. Thank you, Lord. Continue to worship him like that. Continue to worship him like that. Say, Father, I worship you. Father, I worship you because of who you are. For I know you are God. I know you are the greatest. I know you are the strongest. I know you are the most powerful. I know you are the Almighty God. I know you are my Father. I know you are my Creator, my Maker. I know you are the King of Kings. I know you are the King of Glory. I know you are the Lord of Lords. Begin to worship him because you know him. Begin to worship him because you know him. Begin to worship him because of who he is. Say, I know you are the Lord, and nothing can change that. Begin to worship God like that. Thank you, Father, for who you are. We praise you for who you are. Nothing changes who you are. No situation changes who you are. No philosophy changes who you are. No ideology of man changes who you are. No wisdom of man, no system of man changes who you are. Whether they believe or they don't, who you are remains the same forever. Lord, we worship you because of who you are. Thank you, Father. We worship you because of who you are. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him worship. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to thank him. Yeah, you're going to thank this prayer of thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, I thank you. Because of your faithfulness. You're going to say, Father, I thank you because your faithfulness is sure. Your faithfulness is real. Your faithfulness is forever sure. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, because in my life you have been faithful. In my life you have been faithful. In my days, you have been faithful. In my situations, you have been faithful. Begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Nishehade hate shisasanagalagala. Nade dihantio talo shimanada. Kike gedinashtede hasuzalamalashtedeha. Begin to say, Father, thank you because your faithfulness is real. Say, Father, thank you because your faithfulness is sure. Say, Father, thank you because your faithfulness is forever. Your faithfulness abides forever. Your faithfulness abides forever. Your faithfulness abides forever. Begin to say, Father, I thank you for your faithfulness in my life. Thank you, Lord, because your faithfulness is in my life. I can testify that you are faithful. I can testify that you are faithful. I can testify that you are faithful. Thank you, Lord. In my situations, you have been faithful. In my life, you have been faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you because your faithfulness is ever sure. Is forever sure. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, what does it mean When we say God is faithful, it means God does whatever he says. It means he does whatever he says. Yeah, have you ever thought about it? Now, why would God make promises? He makes promises because he has everything in his power to do them. He makes promises because he is going to do them. God doesn't make promises because he just wants to speak, he just wants to say something, because he had to say something. No. He made promises because he is able to do exactly what he has said. So I don't know what God has said concerning your life. He is able to do exactly what he has said. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Reveal your faithfulness in my life. Reveal your faithfulness in my life. Manifest your faithfulness in my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Oh God, I believe that you are faithful. I know that you are faithful. Oh God, reveal your faithfulness in my life. Manifest your faithfulness in my life. Thank you, Lord. Demonstrate your faithfulness in my life. Lord, showcase your faithfulness in my life. I believe you are faithful. Lord, I believe that you are faithful. I believe that you are faithful. I believe that you are faithful. Thank you, Lord. Begin to talk to God like that. Talk to God like you are standing before him, because he is here. I don't know why Christians pray as if they don't know the God they serve. Don't talk to God as if he's so far away, he's so far away in some 1 million miles journey, or in some 1 million miles destination. That is not how you talk to God. Talk to God as if you are looking at him before you right now. That is how I talk to God. And that is how he helps me. Say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Like, talk to him like you are looking at him right now. Say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Say, Lord, reveal your faithfulness in my life. So, Father, reveal your faithfulness in my life. Reveal your faithfulness in my life. Reveal your faithfulness in my life. Demonstrate your faithfulness. He is faithful. That is why he makes promises, because he is faithful. He is faithful because he does whatever he says. Say, Lord, I believe that you are faithful. Say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Thank you, Lord. Reveal your faithfulness in my life. Manifest your faithfulness in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. What does it mean when we say God is faithful? It means God is alive and real. It means God is right here. That is what we mean when we say he's faithful. It means that he can fix things. He can fix things even as as we are praying right now, it can begin to fix things in your life. It can begin to fix things in your situations. Even right now as we are praying, that's what we mean by God is faithful. We mean that God is alive. We mean that we are serving a living God, and who is not dwelling in a faraway land, but who is here right now as we speak. Here right now as you are speaking. That is what it means when we say God is faithful. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are here with me. I believe that you are right here with me. Thank you, Lord. You are right here with me. Right here inside of me. Right here beside me. Oh, God of Israel, fix my life. Fix every problem in my life. Every situation that needs fixing. Lord, begin to fix them now by your mighty hand. Begin to operate now as you are here with me, as you are here in my life, here in my environment, here in my room, right here. Thank you, Lord. Begin to fix my situation. Fix my life. Solve my problems. Fix my life. Make my life look the way it should look. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I believe you are here. I believe you are here. I don't know if you believe that. Yeah, because many times we read the scriptures, but we don't believe what we read. Didn't the scripture say that he is everywhere? Didn't the scripture say that he is inside of you? Did the scripture not say that he is with you always? Did the scripture not say that? Do you believe that when you read the Bible? So if you believe, then pray, because you know that he is there with you. He's right here with you. Begin to pray like that. Oh God, I believe that you are here. Jesus, you are here. Continue to pray. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here with me. Continue to pray. Jesus, you are here with me. Jesus, you are here. Jesus, you are here. Yes, Lord. Jesus, you are here. You are here with us. Jesus, you are here with us. Right here, right now. Jesus, you are here with us. We believe that you are here. We believe that you are here. We believe that you are here with us. We believe you are here. Right here, right now. We believe you are here. Thank you, Lord. We believe that you are here, Jesus. We believe that you are here with us, right here. We believe you are here, yes, Lord. We believe you are here. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I believe you are here. I do not speak as though you are far away. Say, Lord, I am not speaking as though you are far away. I believe you are here. Touch my life. Fix me. Fix my life. Fix my situations. Solve problems in my life. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like you believe he is there. Oh, God. Begin to pray that you believe he is there. Don't pray as though he is far. Say, Lord, I believe you are here. I believe you can heal me. Thank you, Lord. See, I believe you can deliver me. I believe you can help me.
I believe you can change my life. I believe you can change my situation. Oh Lord, fix my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still praying in relation to God's faithfulness. So when we say God is faithful, what do we mean? We mean that He is a present help in times of need. We mean that He can provide instant helps. That's what we mean when we say God is faithful. We mean that He can solve problems instantly. At that point in time, you need His help. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe you are a present help in times of need. I believe that you solve problems at a time they appear. I believe that you can solve problems very fast and very quickly. Say, Lord, look at me. Begin to solve problems in my life. Begin to solve my problems instantly. That is how you pray. Say, Lord, begin to solve my problems instantly. Begin to solve my present problems instantly. My present limitations. Lord, begin to break them instantly. Right now, as I'm speaking, open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Shepti hansa soljanabala. Mandi jekekirigalata. Viha dijanasu zeminagala. Hikana dijanali tarada. Masha suzanagala. Say, Lord, I believe you have a present help in times of need. Your name is a strong tower. The righteous run. They are saved. Oh Lord, I run into your name. Let me be delivered. I run into your name. Let me be saved. I run into your name. Let me be healed. I run into your name. Let me be blessed. I run into your name. Let me be victorious. For your name is a strong tower. Begin to pray like that. The Bible says, for as many that we call upon the name of the Lord. So for whosoever we call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Meaning that as you are calling on Him now, you can be saved. To be saved means that what has old held you bound suddenly is destroyed. To be saved is the same as to be healed. To be saved is the same as to be delivered. To be saved is the same as to be victorious. Begin to pray, say, Lord, I call upon your name. Let me be saved now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray, say, I run into your name. Thank you, Lord. Let me find deliverance. Let me find instant help. Begin to mention the name of your children. Begin to mention the name of those that are close to you. And begin to say, let the name of the Lord do in your life. You mention the name of the person. Instant help, instant breakthroughs, instant victories, instant solutions in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray for your children. Say, Lord, in the life of my children, let the name of the Lord begin to produce instant help. Thank you, Lord. Let the name of the Lord begin to produce instant solutions. Let the name of the Lord begin to produce instant deliverances, instant healings. Continue to pray like that. Yeah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's in Acts chapter 2. Yeah, what the verse I just mentioned is in Acts chapter 2, verse 21. It says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, whenever the Bible says, and it shall come to pass, meaning that it shall happen. Yeah, meaning that a time will come when people will call upon the name of the Lord and immediately they shall be saved. Not that tomorrow they will be saved. Not that next week they will be saved. Yeah, that is in that verse in Acts chapter 2, verse 21. It's talking about immediate salvation. Yeah, like you are in the midst of a great trouble. And then the Bible says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Meaning that there will be a generation of people who will be calling upon the name of the Lord in certain critical moments in the last days. They will be calling upon the name of the Lord when it appears as if there is no solution. There is no way out. There is no breakthrough. And immediately they do that, they shall be saved. You are going to pray again. I don't know the kind of situation you have found yourself. I don't know the kind of situation your family is right now. I don't know the kind of situation your career, your business, your calling is right now. You are going to raise up your right hand. You are going to say, Father, from the midst of my present situation, I cry out unto you. Let me see your salvation. So, Lord, from the midst of my situation, thank you, Lord, I cry out to you. Let me experience your salvation. Save me now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, from the midst of my darkness, from the midst of my limitations, from the midst of my troubles, from the midst of my problems, I cry out unto you. Thank you, Lord. From the midst of my darkness, I cry out to you. From the midst of the battles that surrounds me, I cry out to you. Oh God, send me your salvation. Send me your salvation. Let me experience your salvation. Begin to pray like that. Save me now. Save me now. Save me now. God, when God saves you, it means the problem disappears. That is when you have experienced his salvation. When the trouble suddenly is terminated, that means you have just experienced his salvation. Say, Lord, save me now. Save me now. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, save me now. I cry out to you from the midst of my darkness, from the midst of my limitations, from the midst of my oppression, from the midst of demonic attacks, witchcraft attacks that surrounds my life, from the midst of my poverty, from the midst of my lack. Oh God, I cry out to you because I know you are faithful. Save me now. Thank you, Lord. Save me now. Begin to talk to God like that. I believe you are here to pray. Say, Lord, save me now. in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the Lord is showing me how He will fight for some of you. Yeah, He's showing me how He's going to fight for some of you. He's going to fight for you with a very strong hand. A very strong hand, like the way He brought the children of Israel out of their captivity in Egypt. Yeah. He was fighting for them physically. Yeah, that is what the Lord is showing me right now. You're going to pray. God is determined to fight for you with a very strong hand. Yeah, because you have cried out unto Him, He is ready to fight for you with a very strong hand. Meaning that people who don't want your life to move forward, they will literally see God dealing with them physically. Those people will literally see God deal with them and they will be scared. That is what the Lord is showing me. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by a strong hand, You brought the Israelites out of Egypt. So, oh Lord, by the same strong hand, bring me out of every captivity into freedom. Bring me out of every slavery into perfect liberty. Right now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Just say the Galagashida. Lord, by a strong hand, You brought Israelites out of the land of captivity. Lord, by the same strong hand, thank you, Lord, bring my life out of captivity. Bring my marriage out of satanic and demonic captivity. Bring my finances out of satanic and demonic captivities. Bring my career, my calling, my ministry, my spiritual gift. Bring them out of every captivity of darkness by a strong, mighty hand. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. As You did for the Israelites. Oh, God of Israel, do in my life now. Do the same in my life now. Thank you, Father. By Your mighty hand, smash my enemies into pieces. Crush my enemies into pieces. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray by that same hand. God parted the Red Sea. Yeah, God parted the Red Sea. The Red Sea was created never to part into two. Yeah, I believe you know that. Yeah, God never created that sea to become a bridge or a roadway for people to pass through it. But a situation came upon God's people and He had to part the Red Sea. Yeah, because He wants to show the whole world that nothing can stop Him. So the same way God wants to show the world through your life that nothing can stop Him, He wants to show your generation through your life and situations that nothing can stop Him, that He is able to make a way even in the sea. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by Your strong hand, thank You, Lord, make a way for me in impossible places. Make a way for my career in impossible impossible places. Make a way for my calling in impossible places on earth, in impossible places in the world. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, by your strong hand, by your strong hand, make a way for me. Make a way for me that I may cross into the next level you have prepared for my life. Into the next level you have ordained for my life and destiny. Oh Lord, by your strong hand power, make a way for me in impossible places of the earth, in impossible places of the world. Make a way for me now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. So Lord, make a way for my gifts, for my skills. Make a way for my career. Make a way for my life to proceed to the next level of success and greatness. Make a way for me now. Make a way for my spouse. Make a way for my children. Make a way for my family. Make a way for us to move forward. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, make a way. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, we're still talking about the faithfulness of God. So when we say God is faithful, what do we mean? We mean that he is a warrior that fights and wins battles. That's what we mean when we say God is faithful. We mean that he fights and wins. We mean that he enters into situations and can begin to operate and then finish the work. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Meaning that God knows how to step into battles and begin to fight and then get victory by himself. He gets the victory by himself. Just as when David was to fight Goliath. Yeah. David stood in that battle not alone. God was with him. And the faithfulness of God was revealed because David won through God that was with him. So in the same way, God is about to step into your battles because he is faithful and is about to fight. I don't know if you believe in these things that I'm saying. I don't know if you know that God is able to step into battles and begin to fight and then get victory for himself. I have seen this happen countless times in my own life. God comes into the battle and then he begins to fight. And then I begin to see the progress of the fight. And then I see him win completely and get the victory. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Step into the battles of my life and fight and get the victory by your mighty hand. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Step into the battles confronting my life, my calling, and destiny. Fight and get the victory. Fight and get the victory. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, I believe that you are faithful. I believe that you are a warrior. I believe that you win battles. I believe that you don't lose a fight. Lord, right now, look at my battle. battles. Right now, look at the battles that have confronted my life. Look at the battles that have confronted my destiny. Look at the battles that have confronted my calling and ministry. The Lord, step into these battles. Fight now. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, step into this battle. You are the Lord of hosts. Step now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying with strong faith. Yeah, this is your life. Say, Lord, I believe that you are faithful. Step into the battles fighting my career, fighting my finances, fighting my destiny, fighting my marriage. Lord, step into these battles now and fight and get the victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just have a touch down. Step into these battles now in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Yeah. Place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like that. You're going to say, by the reason of God's faithfulness, I command every damage the kingdom of darkness have done to my body, done to my soul, done to my spirit, be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head. As you're praying this prayer, something's going to be happening to you. Because God is faithful. You're going to say, by the reason of God's faithfulness, I command every damage Satan has done to my body, every damage the kingdom of darkness have done to my spirit, to my soul, be healed now. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Be healed. Be healed. Every damage, be corrected now. Every damage that has been done to my body, to my soul, to my spirit, I command you, be healed now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Be healed now. By the reason of God's faithfulness, I command you to heal. In the name of Jesus, heal. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every damage the enemy has done in my body, every damage the enemy have done in my soul, every damage the enemy have done in my spirit, by the reason of God's faithfulness, I command you to heal now. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you right now. By the reason of the faithfulness of the Most High God, every damage the enemy has done to your body, soul, and spirit, I decree that they heal now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. We're still talking about the faithfulness of God. The faithfulness of God. Now, when we say God is faithful, what do we mean? We also mean that God can reveal secrets about your problems. God can expose the secrets behind the difficulties in your life. He can expose the secrets behind your stagnation. He can expose the secrets behind your captivities. He can expose the secrets behind, you know, behind his promises not coming to pass in your life. God can expose the secret. He can show you the why behind your problems. Why you have prayed and prayed, and yet you have not seen any significant change. You have not seen any positive results, despite that you have prayed and fasted. The faithfulness of God means that God can reveal the reasons why prayers have not been working in your life. He can show you the secrets behind your difficulties and your suffering. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Open my eyes to see the mysteries behind my present difficulties. The mysteries behind my present troubles. The mysteries behind my present limitations. The mystery behind unanswered prayers in my life. Lord, because of your faithfulness, open my eyes and show me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. God can show you. It's too easy for him to show you this secret. She had done her best whole tragedy. He needs your soul and flesh. He is the revealer of secrets. The Holy Ghost is the revealer of secrets. He will expose to you the secrets of darkness that are behind your troubles and captivities. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, I believe that you are faithful. Say, Lord, I believe that you are faithful. By the reason of your faithfulness, let my eyes be opened. Let my understanding be opened. Thank you, Lord. To see the mysteries behind my present troubles. To see the mysteries behind my present difficulties. To see the mysteries behind my present suffering. Thank you, Lord. To see the mysteries behind unanswered prayers and unfulfilled promises in my life. O God of Israel, show me the mysteries. Show me the secrets behind the troubles that have failed to end in my life. Show me why they have continued for years. Lord, show me the why behind the long-lasting problems in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We are still talking about God's faithfulness. When we say God is faithful, what does it mean? It means if you call on him, he will answer. Now, when I mean answer, I mean he will speak. Yeah. It means he speaks every time we seek for solutions. It means God can speak every time you seek for direction. Every time you seek him for guidance, every time you seek him for knowledge, every time you seek him for revelations, he can speak even at that spot where you prayed for guidance and direction. He can speak to you. If you have never heard his voice before, because he wants to tell you something, he can give you the ability to hear, because he knows he had to say something to you. Yeah. Or he can send someone to you and give the person a message for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Send your voice to me. Make me to hear your voice. Make me to hear a voice from you that will solve my problems. Make me to hear a voice from you that will direct me on the right path. Make me to hear a voice from you that will guide me through the way I must follow. Lord, send unto me your voice. Send your word to me. Send your word to me. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. He can speak to you from the scriptures. Because he's faithful. When you are confused and you seek him. When you don't know what to do in a particular situation. If you seek him wholeheartedly because he's faithful, he will speak to you. He will give you a word. He will guide you by his voice. Begin to pray, say, Lord, I need your voice of direction. I need your voice of guidance that I may walk out successfully from every negative situation, that I may walk in line with your will for my destiny, that I may move forward in life and destiny. Lord, send me a voice. Send me your voice. Send me a word that will put me in the right position to experience a breakthrough. A voice and a word that will put me in the right position to experience a great deliverance. Lord, send such word into my life. Send such voice into my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, there are times when I feel like confused. Yeah. But the Lord revealed to me his faithfulness by telling me exactly what to do to fix the situation. Yeah, so to me, that word is more is a key to solve the problems. Is a key to end the confusion. So to me, I believe that word is life. Is a life giver. Yeah, because immediately I followed that direction or that leading, immediately the solution appeared. The miracle appeared. Yeah. So sometimes it's not enough to just pray and say, God, I need this. God, please do this in my life. It is also important that you hear a word of instruction, a word that will say, do this, do it this way. Do it that way, and as you do exactly what was said, you will see the miracle appear instantly. Most times, I see the result instantly. So you are going to pray. You don't have to be a prophet to receive directions and instructions like this from the Lord. It will come to you through dreams. It will come through a knowing. You will just know in your heart that I need to do this. You just know in your heart that my breakthrough is connected to this. I just need to do this. If I don't do this, I won't see any change. You will just know in your mind supernaturally. You might not be able to understand how you suddenly know what to do. And immediately you do that, things will just change. I don't know if you have experienced what I'm talking about here, but if you have not, it's going to happen to you. in the name of Jesus. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your faithfulness, send me an instruction. Send unto me an instruction from your throne. Send unto me a direction from your throne that will give birth to my breakthroughs. A direction, an instruction that will terminate my confusion. Thank you, Lord. A direction, an instruction that will terminate my troubles, my problems, my pains, my sufferings, my slavery. Oh Lord, send it now. A direction that will terminate my poverty. Lord, send it now. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, send unto me voice of direction. Supernatural visions of direction. Supernatural or prophetic dreams of direction. Prophetic dreams of instructions. Prophetic visions of direction that will shoot me into the next glorious level for my life and destiny. Lord, send them into my life now. Instructions I must follow. Directions I must follow, what I must do here on earth by myself to be launched into victory, to be launched into success, into breakthroughs, into glory. Lord, I want to receive them. Send them into my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for you. That the direction and instruction from heaven that is able to make you break through in a glorious way at this time, to make you have a breakthrough that will lead you into the next glorious level of your life and destiny. I decree that they come to you now in the name of Jesus. I decree that those instructions and directions by the hands of the angels, by the voices of the angels, they come to you now in Jesus' name. By angelic interventions, I decree that you receive prophetic dreams, prophetic visions that will guide you into your breakthroughs, deliverances, and solutions. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Now, we are still talking about the faithfulness of God. When we say God is faithful, what do we mean? What does it mean? Yeah, we mean that that the presence of God in your life is real. Yeah, that the presence of God in your life is real, and you can access all the fullness of God on earth. You don't need to go to heaven before you have access to the fullness of God. So when we say that God is faithful, we mean that the God that is in heaven is the same God that is here with you. Is the same God that is here in you. When we say God is faithful, we mean that the presence of God in heaven is not different from the presence of God with you right now as I'm speaking. It's not different from the presence of God that I've always been with you. And you don't even need a man of God to lay hands on you for that presence to produce power in your life. I tell you the truth, if you know who he is, you wouldn't need anyone to put to do something, you know, to do some spiritual exercises with you, or to lay hands on you before you begin to see and experience the power of God's presence. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you're faithful. Say, Father, I believe that you're faithful. Let your presence in my life begin to produce the fullness of your power and dominion and authority as it is in heaven. Let your presence in my life, your presence around me, your presence in my home, in my family, let your presence here begin to produce the fullness of power, authority, and dominion as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Pray with faith. Pray like you mean it. Pray like you know it, that it is true, that what you are saying is true. Begin to pray, say, Lord, I believe you are faithful. Let me begin to experience the fullness of the power, authority, and dominion in your presence in my life. Let me begin to experience them now as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven, let your presence in my life be as powerful as it is in glory in heaven. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, let your presence in my life be as powerful, be as strong, be as victorious as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I was listening to one of the interviews that was done with evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. I don't know if you have heard of him before. He's an evangelist that traveled across the world, especially across nations in Africa. He is a man that organizes crusades where great miracles usually happen. Yeah. So during the interview that they were having with him, they were asking him some questions. Yeah. So along the line, he said something. He said there was a time he was ministering on the crusade ground. You know, he was standing before a large crowd of people. And then he said when he was about to start praying for people, to start praying for the sick to get healed, to start praying for the blind eyes to open, yeah, he said he had the voice of the Lord tell him, and the voice of the Lord told him that right now I'm going to make the words of the mouth as powerful as the words of my mouth. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. You know that by the power of the word of God, the earth was created. The Bible says that God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God began to speak, and things began to form. A lot of things began to appear. Yeah. So that same power that made God speak, and things began to form and appear. And The Lord spoke to this man of God, though he's dead now. God spoke to him. He said, I'm going to make the words of your mouth as powerful as the words of my as the words from my mouth. And he said, immediately God told him that he just began to speak. He began to say, blind eyes, I command you in the name of Jesus, open. And immediately blind eyes were opening. Everything he said began to happen almost instantly. Why? Because of God's faithfulness. Yeah, because of God's faithfulness. You know, God wants to prove in the head that he's right there. So he decided to walk through a mortal man. And he said, I will make the words of your mouth as powerful as the words from my mouth. I want you to pray that same prayer. You know, when the words come from your mouth, it becomes as powerful as the words from the mouth of God. That is when, as you are praying, miracles are happening instantly. And there is a need for this kind of prayer dimension, where you are praying and then miracles are forming instantly. We need this kind of dimension of authority of heaven on earth at this time. So you're going to pray for yourself. I strongly believe that what God did in that man of God, he can do it in you right there where you are. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, from this moment onward, let the words that comes out of my mouth in prayer be as powerful as the words that comes out from your mouth. Because I have your presence in me. Because I have your spirit in me. Say, Lord, thank you, Lord. From this moment onward, let the words from my mouth in prayer be as powerful as the words that proceeds out of your mouth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. If you believe, pray, because it will happen. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, I ask that from this moment onward, from this moment onward, I ask, oh God, that the words from my mouth in prayer become as powerful as the words from your mouth on the throne in heaven. Lord, from this moment onward, let this happen to me. In the name of Jesus, do you believe what you are saying? Pray like you believe, like you know it's going to happen to you. Say, Lord, let the words that proceeds out of my mouth in prayer become as powerful as the words that comes out of your mouth. Thank you, Lord, that you may prove your faithfulness in the earth, that you may prove to the nations that you are real and everywhere and alive. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father, that you may prove through me that you are real. I want you to prove through me that you are real. I want you to prove to the world through my life that you are real and that you are alive and that you are powerful. Lord, let this experience, let this transformation happen to me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you pray that prayer wholeheartedly. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray 5 more prayer points. Yeah, we're still talking about God's faithfulness. Now, what does it mean that God is faithful? I mean, when we say God is faithful, what does it mean? Now, it means that God can do God can do miracle provisions. Or how I put it now, it means that God can make provisions in miraculous ways. It means God can give you money in miraculous ways. It means God can feed you by miracles. He can wire money to your account by miracles. Yeah, he can make you have everything you need by miracles. Yeah, that's what it means when we say God is faithful. It means if you need a certain amount of money now to solve an urgent problem, an urgent need, it means God can do that by miracles. And it will just come to you. Yeah. And you don't need to know how it will come. It will just come like that. Even without you asking for people you think have money, God can just make what you need exactly the same amount you need. He can make it appear to you. It can bring it to you. So you are going to pray. Maybe you need financial miracle, or you need a miracle that will provide for an urgent need in your life. I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Intervene in my urgent financial needs and let money appear. Let the money I need appear. Say, Lord, I don't want to know how it will appear. I don't want to know where it will come from. But all I know is that you are faithful. Say, Lord, intervene in my present financial needs and let the money I need appear. Thank you, Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Raise up the right hand and say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Intervene now in my present financial need. Let the money I need appear to solve my present financial needs now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much it is. The Lord is faithful. Talk to him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, you made the Israelites eat food from heaven. You made money appear in the mouth of a fish. You multiplied 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. You made it feed 5,000 men and many others. Lord, you are faithful. I believe that you are faithful. Talk to him like that. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, let the amount that I need to solve my present financial needs, let them appear now. I don't want to know where they will come from, but I want them to appear because of your faithfulness. Make them appear in my life now, in my situations. Make financial miracles happen now, in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. I decree that, thank you, Lord, that your urgent financial needs are met miraculously by the hand of God right now, in Jesus' name. I don't want to know how I speak them forth by the authority of the Most High God. Your urgent financial needs are met right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, it is done. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points, and we are still talking about God's faithfulness. When we say God is faithful, what do we mean? It means that we are not afraid to trust Him. It means we are not afraid to depend on Him. It means we are not afraid to you're not afraid to take risk because of his assignment. Yeah, you're not afraid to take a risk because of what has to be done. And then you say, I'm going to do this because I know God is faithful. Even though you don't know, you don't have all it takes to do it, but you say, I'm going to start. And I'm going to continue. I don't want to know how God will help me finish this thing I have started. Maybe it's a project. You say, I'm going to start this project because I know it is the will of God that it starts. And I don't know how it's going to finish. But I'm going to start because I trust Him. Yeah, that's what it means. When we say God is faithful, it means you are not afraid to trust Him. You're going to pray. Some Christians, they are so afraid to trust God that they will survive tomorrow. Yeah. They feel like, I have to try as much as possible to gather all the money that's going to sustain me and my family this week. I have to do something to get all the money so that we're going to survive this week. Yeah, and sometimes they went to borrow. That's one of the things Christian does that is very wrong. Sometimes they go ahead and borrow money and get loans because they are afraid to trust God. Why should you go and borrow when you have a living God in your life? Why? Yeah, so you don't need to be so engrossed with fixing your future when you have God in your life. All you need is to trust Him. You don't need to make plans for the future. Honestly, you don't need to make plans for the future as a Christian. You only need to make plans that God is making for you. Or you need to plan according to what God, according to how God is leading you. That's how you need to plan. That is if you will plan at all. Yeah, you don't need to have an ambition as a Christian. God should be your ambition. The will of God should be your ambition. Yeah, God should set your ambition for you, not you trying to make an ambition for yourself. Christians don't do that. You follow God. Oh, you follow Jesus. And anywhere Jesus wants you to go, you go. Whatever Jesus wants you to become, you become. Not that you're trying to become something outside of Him. So you're not supposed to start making plans that is not in God's plan for your life. Yeah, you're not supposed to do that as a Christian. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. I am ready to trust you with my life. Yeah, you're going to pray like that. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. I am ready to trust you with my life. I am ready to let you lead my life. I am ready to let you give me your the future you have for me. Yeah. Say, Lord, I am ready. I am ready. Help me. Help me. Lead me. Direct me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, give me boldness to do what you want me to do. Give me boldness to do the assignments you have given me to do. Say, Lord, I am ready to trust you with my life. I am not going to be planning my life. I am not going to be planning my future. I am ready to trust you for a great future. I am ready to trust you for the best future. Say, Lord, lead me now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I'm ready to trust you. I'm ready to take risk. That means trusting you. If trusting you means risk, I am ready for it. Say, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus, if trusting you means risking my life, Lord, I want to do it because you are faithful. I want to do it because you are faithful. If trusting you means I am risking my life, Lord, I'm ready to do it because you are faithful. Help me to trust you. Help me to trust you with my life. Help me to trust you with my existence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that may the Lord help your faith grow, that you may trust him fully with all your life and future. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have three more prayer points. We are still on God's faithfulness. Now, when we say God is faithful, we also mean that he's in the midst of people doing what he wants. Yeah, he's in the midst of people doing what he wants. Yeah, the Bible says he rules in the affairs of men. Yeah, he's in the midst of people doing what he wants, meaning that God is in the midst of everywhere you see people. Whether they are unbelievers, whether they are believers, whether they are idol worshippers, God is in the midst of everywhere there are men. He's secretly controlling the affairs of men. He's secretly making people do what he wants. Those people most times will not agree that what they did, that it was God who made them do what they did. But it was God, or it is God doing that. So God is in the midst of people, making people do what he wants. And that is why it is not hard for God to change your life. It is not hard for God to lift up your life and career. The reason is because God is in the midst of people, secretly making the people do what he wants, even when it is unknown to those people. So you're going to pray. If your life is going to rise to success, God will have to use people to lift up your life, to lift you home. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. By the reason of your faithfulness, let your presence in the midst of the world begin to stir up helps and helpers for my life, calling and destiny. I'm going to take the prayer point again. You're going to say, Father, I believe that you are faithful. Let your presence in the midst of the world begin to stir up helps and helpers from alive, calling and destiny. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Hiraki Sushianda Tigala, Masha Sasanada Shashanaglia, Natasha Managiasasa, Litashidia, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe that you are in the midst of the world. Say, Lord, I believe that you are in the midst of people. Let your presence in the world begin to stir up people. Begin to stir up people. Help us. From alive and destiny to rise into success and greatness. In the name of Jesus, begin to stir up helps and helpers for my life, for my calling, for your purpose in my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. We have two more prayer points. Now, when we say God is faithful, we also mean that he has been healed before the world began. Yeah, like a song that says, you are here before the world began. Yeah, like God is here. He's in this time. Before this time came into being. That's what we mean when we say God is faithful. We mean that God is in the year 2022. Before the year 2022 came into existence. Maybe I should make it, I should simplify it by saying God is in this particular year, even before, God has been in this year, even before the earth was created. Yeah, that is how powerful God's faithfulness is. Yeah, he has been in this moment, right now, this moment that you and I have right now, he has been here. He has been through this year before this year came into being. Yeah, which means that everything God has programmed to happen in your life is going to happen very fast and very easy because God has already seen you in this timeline before this timeline exists. Yeah, he has already seen you. He has already done it. Before this time existed. That is how powerful and how mysterious God's faithfulness is. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, let all the goodness and blessings you have set in this timeline for me, even before I existed, even before I was born, all the goodness and blessings you have programmed into this present time for me, even before I was born, Lord, let them begin to come to me. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let them begin to come to me. Open your mouth and pray, begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Right now, all the blessings, the goodness, the favor, the helps, all that you have programmed into this present time for me before now, oh Lord, begin to make them come to me. Begin to make them come to me. Now, in the name of Jesus, make them come to me. Talk to God. Thank you, Lord. all that you have programmed into this present calendar, all that you have programmed for me before I came into this world. Right now, Lord, let them begin to come to me. Thank you, Jesus. I decree over your life, from the realm of God, I stand in the realm of God, and I decree that all that the Lord has programmed into this present timeline you have found yourself for your life, for your calling and for your destiny, I decree that they begin to appear in your life. I decree that they begin to flow into your life. Now, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we're going to pray the last prayer point now. Yeah, I have an understanding by the Holy Ghost, yeah, that some of you must experience a major breakthrough before the end of this year. I mean, you must. It is a must because so many things are connected to that breakthrough. So many lives in your generation are connected to that breakthrough. I don't know the breakthrough, but it is a big breakthrough that must happen to you, meaning that a shift must happen to you, a change of status, a change of situation, like you shift to a level that is higher than your present level. Yeah, it could be spiritual, I don't know. It could be financial, it could be material.